Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Spiegel at Home.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
Y'all surprised to see me or something? What's up?
You joke when you walked in that we were surprised to see you. What went into the decision to come be here?
So my respects. I think it's kind of just, it's big for me to just come in and be able to shake guys' hands, see them in person, not just talk to them on the phone, but to come in and really just be with the guys too, show the guys that I'm here, really just show face. I think for me that it was important to do day one.
What do you get out of being here personally this time of year, especially with a new coaching staff?
What do I get?
You got everything there from Jalen. You got the bump at the beginning where he knows about our dysfunction right there. You get Jalen talking about why he's there, and you get the repeating of the question to buy himself time to think. What do I get? That was the whole Jalen experience.
It was, and it was a lovely experience for people today. Jalen Johnson was at OTAs. He didn't have to be there.
No, man. Remember last year when DJ Moore was there and he said, yeah, I'm going to hear, why isn't Keenan Allen here? Well, he's a vet. He really doesn't have to be here.
He's 13 years in. You don't have to be here.
Right.
I have to be here.
But
I don't have to.
He didn't have
here.
To, but he signed the extension.
Yeah, so you want to be there. It's a show of goodwill. You want to meet the coach. I mean, remember, Jalen had mentioned Ben Johnson to us. Remember when we were talking about the coaches that were available and
forgot
out there?
That. Forgot that.
He had mentioned Ben Johnson.
He brought him up.
So,
because he knew who the hot guy was.
Absolutely. So I'm not surprised that he's there. One person was, though, apparently. Right, Danny, that Jalen Johnson would be there?
You'll never guess who was surprised.
I could guess.
Absolutely. You'll never guess. A thousand guesses, you'll never get it, Speaks.
You want to take a guess?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's not there. He's going to be there. This was during the pick six yesterday morning.
I wouldn't be shocked if we heard a couple of defensive starters not there. Just because.
Like who?
Jalen Johnson.
Wow. I knew you were going to say
that. Well, but again, he has... Okay, that's stereotypical. Why?
I knew you were going to say Jalen Johnson because that's the guy you assume is going to have something come up because he's missed these kinds of things before.
Right. He has... thank you. Because that's the reason why. And now he's given good reasons why he's missed. He's got a young daughter that lives in California.
Everybody's got good reasons.
He lives... I'm just saying. So what's an okay reason? You know, where do you draw the line? I expect every single starter on offense to be there today.
He flipped that.
Who's got better backpedal, Jalen Johnson or Dustin Rhodes? Because right now.
That's stereotypical. Why do you think I would do that? I'm not the one getting defensive. You're the one that's getting defensive.
Dustino's backpedal, man. You take him down to the combine.
That kind of smells to me like, damn, I wish we had him on our show.
No.
You don't think so?
Who said that?
Me.
Oh.
No, Speaks.
Not Dustin on our show.
Yes.
We would
nobody
love that.
That's what I thought. I'm saying, Dustin, I wish we had Jalen on our show.
Oh, yeah. No.
I got what you meant.
I didn't get it.
I know.
I was confused. Round and round, round and round.
That's just great. So many years of journalistic integrity by Mully there following up.
I wouldn't be shocked if we heard a couple of defensive starters not there. Just because.
Like who?
That's right.
If you're going to say it, go ahead and say
Mully
it.
Mully making him back up his opinion.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that is amazing. But
wait.
To Jalen's credit.
Can I hear the whole thing again, please? Oh, yeah. The whole...
I wouldn't be shocked if we heard a couple of defensive starters not there. Just because.
Like who?
Jalen Johnson.
Wow. I knew you were going to say
that.
Well,
but again, he has... Okay, that's stereotypical. Why? Why?
I knew you were going to say Jalen Johnson because that's the guy you assume is going to have something come up. Because he's missed these kinds of things before.
Right. He has. Thank you. Because that's the reason why. And now he's given good reasons why he's missed. He's got a young daughter that lives in California.
Everybody's got good reasons.
He lives. I'm just saying. So what's an okay reason? You know, where do you draw the line? I expect every single starter.
Gotta say it like you mean
on
it.
Offense to be there today.
Martin Short as Nathan Thurm, the lawyer for the Tobacco Growers of America. I'm not the one getting defensive. You're the one that's getting defensive. Why'd you want to hear it all again, sir? What'd you catch?
I just wanted to hear that backpedal. Because it's rare that you get a vocal backpedal.
Oh, yeah.
And you got one.
Was it Bill Bojangles Robinson who ran backwards faster than any human ever had in the Guinness Book of World Records? Yes. So that's my new nickname for Dustin is Bojangles.
What a pull.
Yeah, well, during the pre-show, you kept talking about this Bill Bojangles Robinson.
And now it's like a surprise.
He acts like he doesn't know the answer to that. Yeah, I won't stop talking about Bill Bojangles Robinson.
I used to read the Guinness Book of World Records and the Book of Lists. Those are my books.
Those are good books.
They were good. Yeah. Like age 14.
It was the Wikipedia of its time.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Yeah, it really was.
In book form.
See, I'm talking like somebody's reading the Book of Lists.
We did just bear witness to that, didn't we?
We did. Congratulations to CM Punk, by the way.
Tell us. What did he do?
He's playing a big role in WrestleMania.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Who's his rival who we had on as well?
Seth Rollins.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not going to pretend that I could just pull that. Bill Bojangles Robinson.
You got
Robinson.
Bill Bojangles Robinson speaks.
That I can pull.
But you talked to Seth Rollins. Couldn't pull it.
He's not in the Book of Lists. He never once made it.
So many things I could say right now.
Thank you for not saying any
I
of them.
I am not going say them.
Hey!
Well... I'll tell you during a break.
You've already brought up swingers. I don't know. Swinging parties.
Vegas, baby.
Actually, not swingers
Vegas.
At all. Polyamory. It's a different thing than
swingers. Totally different thing. We all have our guesses who your friends are.
Taney literally sat in a room with this person.
I've been thinking about it for the last 2 hours. Like trying to recall a party I went to at Lawrence's house 5 years ago.
Uh-huh. It's not a batacola. We did see Maddie today, though.
Look good.
He looks good, man. I was happy to see him.
Looks absolutely great. So he's not the one who was going to invite you to the parties?
No.
The stuff?
No, he's just there to listen to me, bitch. That's all. So, and he goes, I got you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay, I feel so much better.
Wait a minute.
To hear someone, you, and to have someone be able to then understand
you
where you're
that.
Coming from.
You answered
Isn't
that
he
fast.
One of your former partners, too?
Who, Matt Abaticola?
Yeah.
I worked with him. Absolutely. He's on the list.
Yeah. He knows. Yeah. He remembers.
It wasn't that many times. Yeah, no, Maddie and I got into it. There's not some of my my favorite moments.
It's your afternoon with the part-timer.
Oh,
enjoy it this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, Danny, really? Really?
Yeah.
It's right there.
You referenced it. I was content to not play, but you referenced it.
I was in a terrible mood that day.
The beautiful part was...
Terrible mood.
...is that if you imagine Tanny as a gunslinger... He had it.
Of course he did. It was ready to go.
His hand wasn't on the six-shooter. But he knew it was loaded.
Man.
And then he was like, well, he drew first. Greedo drew first. Mm. So there we go.
Don't we have some more Jalen Johnson that we need to get to?
I will say that it was a nice moment where the three of us kind of created this triangle in the hallway, or four of us, or I guess now it would be a square.
Yeah.
Me, you, Russ, and Maddie. And, like, that's a lot of score.
That's true.
Like, that was a whole lot of score.
Yeah, Russ Matera and me and you and Matt. That's a whole lot of score. And Marshall happened to be walking by, and you called him over. He's like, Marshall, meet a score legend right here.
Yeah, I wanted Marshall to meet Maddie and Maddie, because I'm sure Lalo has referenced Maddie. So now he knows.
Matt Abatacola.
The guy who looks like Jake Gyllenhaal, who used to work here.
He is indeed on my list of partners I have worked with since becoming full-time at the Score.
Wait,
in 2009.
Wait, you have a doc for this?
43. I am up to 43 on this list of partners I have made radio with on the Score. Yeah, I did the list for the 30th anniversary.
When did you do a show with Ron Gleason?
It's not long before that 30th anniversary. The Goose came in, and we did a full show together. Your listeners change every 15 minutes.
That's very cool. But you got that document, and you can look at it.
Yep.
Anyway, so we were talking about Jalen Johnson.
Yes, we were.
And other stuff. This is the stuff that we think is super interesting when it comes to Jalen being in the building, because you know that he's a truth teller. He does it every Monday with us here at 5 o'clock. This is what he said about accountability.
We talked with Ben and Ryan last week about the whole accountability thing. I know we broached it a lot last year. As one of the leaders of this team, what do you want that to look like in 2025, as opposed to where there might have been some pitfalls last year with that?
If you see it, call it out. I think that's the biggest thing for me. And I feel like, too, at this level, accountability isn't just talking to, but about actions and changing certain things. I mean, I feel like if I can use myself as an example, if I'm not, let's say, maybe covering as good as I need to. To me, it's not just accountability. Oh, yeah, Jalen, just cover better. But, I mean, to me, there's a certain action that needs to be taken from somebody else to hold me accountable to that. So, I mean, what that looks like is different for every player, every situation. But I think, too, you got to, if you see something, say something. And then if it's not getting fixed, you got to do something. So, I mean, to me, that's what accountability is.
Can you get a sense? I know this is the talking phase of the offseason. Can you get a sense of if that's going to be at the level you expect it to be now, or do you have to wait till closer to, I guess, phase three when you're on the field?
I mean, that's honestly an all-season thing to me. I mean, it can start now in certain ways, but, I mean, too, I feel like really fall camp will probably be the time where you see it the most, because that's when things are really heated. That's when things kind of start, where you start really building your base and foundation as a team. But I mean, that should go throughout the whole season. So I mean, hopefully that is something that is in somebody's mind now to do, and in our team's mind to do, and then we just carry it throughout the season.
Him saying you see something, call it out.
Yeah, man, that's big. Hold each other accountable, hold your teammates accountable to them directly, and not, I mean, he's talking about call it out to your teammate. Like, hey, this is the way we got to do it and the way we got to go about it. He's not saying, turn around, call it out to a coach. Hey, coach, this guy's not doing his work. Because that's not how you do it. You do it directly and boldly, strongly.
Yes, but there are also times, where at least there were times, I swear, man, someone needs to really do, like, I trust like a Kevin Fishbane or and Adam Johns, Dan Weederer, maybe Biggs, to just...
I don't trust
give. Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding. I'm just joking.
Going to get that new Twitter account
blocked.
Get
that new Twitter account blocked. I know, right here while I'm in the clear. Make a joke. It's my own fault.
I want to give all of them like 5,000 words and just say, how did it go bad? Like, now that people will probably be a little bit more likely to say things, I just... Because everything that we hear, people who are around it.
I know.
And you hear Jalen be like, yeah, we should. And not that he wasn't. Jalen was one of the people who was saying it in real time. But the more you hear about it, the juxtaposition of what things were like under Matt Eberflus and how people are looking forward to what's happening with Ben Johnson. Just let the people who are around it let Courtney Cronin just write it. Just be like, here's what happened.
I know, you know.
With all this dumbness.
This is maybe a little bit existential, but I just want to live in the now, man. Things are good. Like, every once in a while, hearing about the what happened and how ugly it was, it's useful. And it's for comparison's sake, and just as a reminder, like, you don't want to forget it, you know? So it's not binary. Like, I don't want to just forget it. I want to hold on to the lessons that you learned. But my God, the process. Now, you mentioned Adam Johns. You see Adam Johns' piece today about process, about the coaching hiring process?
It's part of the reason that I brought his name up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's really well done.
It's such a – I want to talk about it at some point because there's, like, a simple approach in there.
We might have time tomorrow depending on, you know, if there's hailstorms and whatnot.
Yeah, we might have a full show tomorrow instead of
No. We do have AJ on lock, 5 p.m. to talk about Octavio Dotel's stories.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's very sad.
That's excellent. Tragic. That come on. That is tragic.
It's tragic with Octavio Dotel.
Octavio Dotel, who pitched everywhere and had a phenomenal attitude every single place that he pitched. Like, loved that he was approaching and was going to break that record for the most places a big league pitcher has ever been. Had a wonderful vibe. A beloved guy. Died in a... It was a nightclub that collapsed in the Dominican Republic. Very sad.
Very, very sad. When we come back, do you want two teams in Chicago? I can't believe
we got
five. I can't believe I just did that tease.
You did it.
Someone continues to talk about the very unlikely idea that there could be two teams in Chicago. And it's one of the people that we pay to be on.
Mm-hmm. He found a believer. He's got somebody.
We're obligated to discuss next on The Score.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.